Hi guys. It's been a while since I've recorded anything, but this is going to be a really good one. It's all about how to pleasure a woman's body. I'm going to like literally break down and give like an anatomy lesson on all our erogenous zones and how to touch those zones and how to add things together and make this little potion of greatness for us. So let's just get into it. My inspiration for this podcast is I was reading The Great Sex Rescue. I was 3 pages in when Homie dropped a statistic that 48% of women can't orgasm. And she goes on to explain, her name is Sheila Gregory. Yeah. She goes on to explain how this is like disheartening to the person who can't orgasm, but how it also will impact like the confidence and it'll also impact like the way that the spouse feels that he can't like quote unquote rock his wife's world. So I just read that and I'm like 48%, gosh, like I know there's probably other factors that contribute to that 48%, but, coming from my background, my upbringing, I know that a big reason for a woman not knowing how to find pleasure is like it's literally just not talked about and there's not much education on it. Growing up in school, I got like a period lesson in sixth grade. They taught us about pads and tampons. And then I took health my freshman year of high school and it was the wrestling coach and he did nothing the whole year and then showed a video of someone giving birth and that was it. And then in my like religious setting or whatever, we were told that if you even had temptation, if you were looking at something and it caused temptation, that you were supposed to quote unquote cut your eye out. So that just gives you the vibe of that upbringing. It's like a don't even think about it. That's sin. Don't look at anything. That's sin. Don't talk about anything. That's sin. It's like this secret part of life. But once you get married, free for all, go for it. Go hard. Go home. Have the best sex of your life, but no one has ever talked to you about it. So how do you know how to, if you feel shame looking it up on the internet, if you feel shame talking to your friends about it, like literally what are you supposed to do? Then you're just kind of stuck in a relationship where you feel like maybe something's wrong with you. Something's wrong with your relationship. Something's wrong with your spouse. Why don't you like sex? The world talks about sex, like it's the greatest thing in the world. Every single song is about sex. So obviously something must be wrong with you, right? Like, no, it's literally because we don't know anything about it because it's not talked about. And this is a very like specific crowd, I feel like, because there are a lot of people who are super open about sex and there's no shame behind it. But I'm kind of talking to the crowd that grew up kind of similarly to me. And maybe you didn't grow up similarly to me, but you still don't know how to find pleasure in sex. So let me take a drink of my tea because for some reason my throat just decides to get super dry the second I start talking. It just really creates a mess, like that dynamic of throwing shame on this thing that, you know, we all know, like God literally made our bodies this way. Like our bodies get aroused, like we have like sexual arousal when we're younger, like it's there. It's part of us. And it just sucks that it's quote unquote embarrassing to talk about when it shouldn't be embarrassing. I think the more normalized it is, the more it's looked at as just like a normal part of life, the less like taboo and the less like sneaky everyone would be about it, right? So what we're going to do today is literally break down every pleasurable zone and talk about how to explore that with your spouse and how to like go on this like journey basically of exploring your body, figuring out your body, and hopefully leading to better sex and better connection. And I feel like the thing that will help with that is learning about it and knowing about your body. So let's get into it. Let's talk about your erogenous zones. I have to be careful not to say androgynous, which is like someone who looks male and female. Because erogenous and androgynous, they sound the same in my head. I feel like while listening to this, to keep in mind that every single person's body is going to be so different. So if the person next to you says they orgasm by A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you're probably going to orgasm by JKLMNOP. It's like we all have way different bodies and way different pleasure spots. And so just don't think anything is wrong with you. That is the worst thing. I remember I could only find one way to orgasm, one position. And I felt like so shameful about that. But there was no one that I wanted to like admit that to, because no one around me talks openly about sex. So I thought that that was... I thought there was something wrong with me. I thought everyone could orgasm in every position, anytime, any way. Because that's how movies make it look. That's how media makes it look. And I thought something was wrong with me. I thought that something was wrong with my lady parts. And so one day, like, my friend and I were kind of starting to talk about it. And I'm like, I can only orgasm in this position. She's like, oh, I can only orgasm in this position. I was like, you only have one? Me too. Like, oh my gosh, there's nothing wrong with me. So don't ever think anything is wrong with you, because probably majority of people feel the same way as you do, but none of us talk about it. So don't forget that our bodies are all super different. So there's a bunch of different erogenous zones. There's like, some people would consider your whole body an erogenous zone. This is a silly example, but when Shane and I like first met, we were like watching a movie and we both put our feet on the coffee table. He was not sitting next to me. He was like, it was like an L sectional, and I was sitting in one area and he was sitting the other, and our feet like touched on the coffee table. And like, I felt like electricity through my whole body. Like, so your whole body could be considered an erogenous, oh my gosh, I almost said it, erogenous zone. Because if you're attracted to that person, they could touch your kneecap and it's probably going to give you the tingles. But typical erogenous zones include like your breasts and like your nipples, your lips, your neck, your ears, and your buttocks. And then genital erogenous zones are your clitoris, which is like at the front. It's like that bean thing at the front of your lady parts, your vagina, your perineum, which is that area between your vagina and your butthole. And like, if you were to like touch that, you'd know it's like a sensitive area. And then also your G-spot, and like most people can find their G-spot 1 to 3 inches up their vagina on the back wall, like closer to your butt. It's called the anterior wall. So there's typical and there's genital erogenous zones. And there's like different ways for you to stimulate those. So I'm going to go into detail about like working together with your partner to do this. But these are the ways to stimulate those zones. Like, you could use your hands. You could add lube. I love Mod's lube. Add that lube to your hands. Gently touch those areas. Stroke those areas. Massage them. Tickle them. You could also use your mouth. You could lick, kiss, suck, bite, you know. And then you could also use like a form of penetration, a penis, to hit those genital erogenous zones. And then this part, you kind of have to use your own discernment, maybe like talk to like your wise counsel around you or whatever. And if you're comfortable using a vibrator, then you could use a vibrator to stimulate those areas. I'll give a little backstory about my vibrator vibes. Because I grew up thinking like dildos, vibrators, and all that stuff, like absolutely a no-no. Like, when we watched the movie White Chicks, like that dildo scene came on and oh, we skipped it so fast. Don't even look at that thing. Which to this day, I've still never seen a dildo. But a company that I worked with, Mod, sent me a vibrator and I got it in the mail and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not supposed to have this. I actually reached out to like some people close to me and I go, is this like a sin to use a vibrator? And basically, my own thing, I came to the conclusion that I would never use it by myself. I would only use it with Shane. I wouldn't become dependent on it. And that I literally probably have used it like a handful of times. But for some women, like, it's a tool that's like necessary. And I'll have people write in and tell me that it changed their sex life because that's just how their body worked and they needed it. So if you want to give it a try and you feel you feel confident in your decision to use one, then you definitely should. The vibrators are like super discreet. So they're not super overwhelming. And yeah, they're actually really like aesthetically pleasing too. They're really pretty. So those are your erogenous zones. Those are the ways to stimulate your erogenous zones. So now let's get into more detail. But as I wrap up that like anatomy lesson, I just have to reiterate that every body is so different. So never feel like something's wrong with you. These are some of the typical, like it literally said typical. So if you have another area that is erogenous, like girl, let me know, because I don't know about it and we need to not withhold our secrets. I'm just kidding. But if you have a random place that is stimulating to you, then that's super cool that you know that. Okay, so let's call this part homework. Now it's time to put this into action. So I feel like it's really important to have open dialogue with your partner and telling them like what you're learning and what your goal is, and you struggle to like feel pleasure during certain positions or whatever, but that you want to like go on this like quote unquote journey with them to figure out your body and to like work together to like have really great intimacy. I feel like that open dialogue is so important, like about everything. Like you have to be able to be honest and say how you feel. Like there's always a loving and kind and respectful way to say it, but you have to be able to express yourself, and they have to be able to express themselves to you as well. Communicating about like what is important to you, what is off limits to you, and respecting each other's boundaries and stuff. I have this really like great quote that Sheila, the author of this book, said, and it really like stuck out to me. I'm flipping to it right now. Sex is meant to be intimate, mutual, and pleasurable for both. So having that as like your foundation, your goal, it's supposed to be intimate, pleasurable, mutual. So taking this information to him and saying like, I want to explore this with you and I'm really excited about this and let's like explore things in our sex life. Hopefully they'll be on the same page with you. Also, I have to do a little disclaimer right here. This type of advice is aimed at a healthy, like non-abusive relationship. Marital like and sex advice is not ever a one size fits all. Okay, so first, I feel like it's really nice to set the mood. I like to have like a clean bedroom, like semi-clean. Pick it all up, add some plants, like turn the lights off. I love to have a salt rock lamp. It adds like this like warm orange glow to the room, and I feel like it's like really nice on skin. Like it looks just like really, it's just like really hot, like really sexy. It makes your skin look good, like just a really good vibe. It's very calming. See, I like to have plants around, maybe put some music on, find a playlist that like doesn't have those awkward weird songs. Lovey-dovey country, like whatever you guys are into, you know. If you have like a scent that you like add that to the mix. For me, this is like personal preference, so if you don't like any of these things, then don't do them obviously, but I love like showering close to the time that we're gonna have sex. I love like shaving every inch of my body, and I love self-tanning. Those are things that just make me feel good, and if you have something that makes you feel good, then definitely do that. So now the mood is set. You guys are on the same page and you're in bed or wherever. So here's what we're going to do. What you are going to do, not me. Don't add me to this mix. So the goal is to just take it slow, to talk through things gently, to touch gently, to move at different speeds. You take control of the speed at times, but you're also reciprocating the touching and love to him. The whole time you're doing this, like, try and just have the mindset of, like, your feelings for them. Like, just think about the love that you have for them, the respect that you have for them, why you're thankful for them, how they have brought joy and love to your life. Like, just have these thoughts so that your body is showing what you're feeling. Because intimacy is not just about orgasming. It is about pleasure, but it's about uniting and showing love. So those are like the, try and have that as like your base of what's going on. So you're going to start with your hands and you're going to explore each of these erogenous zones. So the neck, the boobs, and guide him. Find what is going to feel good to you. Add lube to your fingers, explore the genital erogenous zones, guide him to where you want him. And then at the same time that he's like figuring that out and you're feeling it, reciprocate it and touch him and make it like a team effort. Your goal is to make his toes curl and his goal is to make your toes curl. So it's not just you getting it, which you deserve to feel pleasure, but you're also, it's so much more fun when you're like reciprocating it and like you see them getting pleasure out of it as well. So try and hit all those spots with hands. Find what feels good to you. And then you're gonna move on to exploring those spots with your mouth. So do what you're comfortable with, but if you're comfortable with all of it, I highly recommend exploring each erogenous zone with your mouth. Licking, kissing, sucking, if you're into biting, just try each one. After you've explored with your hands and your mouth, then you're gonna add penetration. Also, I forgot to say, if you're down with a vibrator, bring her into the mix every once in a while. But now you're gonna go to penetration. But the thing is, most women cannot orgasm with penetration alone, especially when like the guy is in control of the speed and stuff. I feel like women's bodies are like super particular about things, and so it just doesn't work all the time. Maybe it works sometimes, maybe it works not all the time, but here's what you do if that's not fully pleasurable to you. You're gonna add your hands in, his hands in to stimulate your clitoris while he's penetrating, or if you can do like nipple sucking while he's penetrating and add, it's like a combination. Like you're like putting things into the mix and you're gonna bake up a great cake. Like add all those things together. Remember what felt good to you and what position. In what positions? And I almost forgot to say that too. Try a bunch of different positions, like lay on your back, get on your knees, lay on your stomach. Look up, there's great resources that show you like non-pornographic sex positions. And you can look those up and explore different positions, explore different speeds. You try and take control of the tempo. And the whole time, he's trying to pleasure you, you're trying to pleasure him, but there's also just like movements and stuff that you know that are gonna feel good to you. And in return, I feel like when it feels good to you, it'll feel good to them as well. So don't forget to add some lube in. And I feel like this is the beautiful thing about like long-term relationships is every single time that you do it, you're gonna learn more and get better and better at it. And I just really hope that each time you do have sex, like it just gets better and better for both of you. You both figure out each other's bodies more. You're comfortable around each other. You have this respect for each other, this love for each other, like your history together. And it's just supposed to be like a really beautiful unity. And I just hope that this helps like open your mind to more options and that you don't feel shame if you struggle to feel pleasure during sex. Like there, I don't know, I just want to take away all the shame and let you have fun with it and take the pressure off yourself and just find movements that feel good and take it one time at a time. One unity at a time, and I just hope that it gets better. So I'm going to sign off. I'm going to leave you with some homework tonight. Set the mood. Keep in mind all your different like erogenous zones and just try and mix it all together and have fun and have your goal to pleasure him, curl hit make his toes curl, and his goal is to make your toes curl. All right, and don't forget to follow me on Instagram, kristen.lemon. I share a lot of stuff like that I'm not saying in podcasts, so have a good night.